Blog Talk Radio.
And now, it's time for another edition of Tanya's Worldview with your host, Tanya Wiemet. Got something on your mind? Let's talk about it. Anything and everything, news, music, celebrities, health, and even life. Want to get something off your mind? Bring it on. Let's talk about it right here on Tanya's Worldview. And now, here's the host of Tanya's Worldview, Tanya Wiemet.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. Happy Friday. It's a little crazy here. You can hear my dog barking. We got some company here. Yeah, this is live radio, so you're going to hear my dog barking. Sorry. I got company. Bye, guys. Love you.
Bye, Tom. Love you. Bye, Haley.
All right, give me a second here. It's all good. We need to do something.
I know.
I never did before. So, all right. I'm here.
Sorry,
y'all.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Love you.
Little bastard doesn't like
me. Bye. All right. Okay. I'm sorry, everybody. Whew, that was family here. This is live radio. You never know what's going to happen on my show. My dog's going to not settle down now. Her name's Luna, by the way. Okay, so this week we're getting into dating, being single, dating sites, stories, anything, good stories, bad stories, ugly stories. So let's start off. Here we go. My dog's still barking. I'm so sorry. So everybody say hi to Luna out there. Okay, so dating, being single. Right now, we don't want to talk about my status right now. I don't know. Being single is, I think it's good because it gives you time to be with yourself, to be with yourself and enjoy your own company. Kind of like, you know, getting back to who you are, finding out who you are. It's just time to be alone and comfortable in your own company. At the same time, when you're walking down the street, I don't know about you, but this is me walking down the street, you see couples, whatever, and you're all like, I wonder what that'd be like. But honestly, today I was outside, and like I was talking about before, I was getting my coffee, like I always do at the same place before work, and I was watching everybody outside, like I always do, and across the street, like in public, a couple was standing there and they were just yelling at each other at the like top of their voices. And I'm like, man, is this what I'm missing out on? Do I really want to like go there? Like, I don't understand. But anyways, it's funny. I'm sorry. I just can't imagine myself. Actually, I don't know. There's been a couple times. No, you know what? I'm not the kind of person that would yell. Like, this couple was, like, really, really, really peeved at each other. You could tell it. But they were just yelling at the top of their lungs at each other. And I was like, wow, I don't want that. But it's kind of funny. Yeah, and there's also dating sites that I wanted to talk about. I don't know, just a few to name. Zeus. Plenty of Fish, Match.com. I don't know what you all try out there. I'd like really honestly like to know, because I really think the percentage of a happy ever after on those, any kind of those places, is like winning the lottery kind of statistics. a few stories about that. To me, this is coming from my own personal experience. I've tried it. Not going to knock it. Not going to deny it. It's just funny. I think it's funny. You have to take it with a grain of salt. I had a couple of incidents that were just crazy. Not crazy, but just funny moments. To me, like I said, coming from my point of view, I see those places as nowadays like a meat market. Like, let's hook up at night and that's it. Or you got people who are not really like in for a relationship, or you got somebody who's married and not telling you they're married, acting like they're single. And don't even get me started with, why is it always like the good ones that you meet, for me anyways, it's again, my point of view, my experience, why is it always the good-looking ones that you have a connection with are either gay or married? Like, really? What's wrong with the universe? Sometimes I ask myself this. But anyway, it's funny. Another funny one. I don't know. I'm sorry. Yeah, so, you know, it's up and down, up and down, up and down. But as long as you're comfortable with who you are and being in your own space by yourself with your own company, I think is a huge, huge thing. Once you can do that and be comfortable with that, then everything else is easy breezy. I was hoping people would call in because I would really wanted to hear some funny stories, bad stories, good experiences, bad experiences. But going back to dating sites, so I did it like I can count on one hand. I can't remember all of them. But I'm probably going to get a lot of haters for saying this, but a couple times I walked in, seen a person, and my personal experience, when I meet someone, I don't know, it's going to sound funny, but I think we all have the intuition. When I meet somebody and there's no chemistry and I'm not feeling anything, I'm not going to waste your time and I'm not going to waste my time. Like, I literally left within 5 minutes of being, sounds so horrible, but it's true. If I'm not feeling it, usually I will feel it in your presence right away. And if I'm not feeling it, I'm not going to waste your time. Like I said, I'm not going to waste my time. Yeah. So let's get in a little bit serious, talk about a little bit being in a relationship. There's good, bad, and ugly. I understand that in every relationship, it's not all rainbows and lollipops. So I was in a 3-year relationship when I decided, finally, after I lost my husband, I decided, hey, it's time to be dating. I met a man, no names mentioned because that would be mean if I did. I was with him for 3 years, and this is a serious story. Let me just tell you, right off the bat, if you're with someone and you're meant to be together, you will stay together. Do not ever question yourself when you break up with someone that you should get back to and have the feeling to get back together. Bad idea. Bad idea. Because you know what? If honestly, this is what happened with us for the 3 years we were together. I felt like I had to change as a person because of him. I just felt negative with him. And I'm thinking to myself, why did it last 3 years if I'm feeling all these negative things? Why do I feel negative around him? Why do I feel like I have to change? I don't even have to change. I love myself. But I, for some reason, I was determined, bound and determined to make it work, just to make it work. And I'm thinking it, for me, this person that I was with for 3 years was like your first boyfriend. Because after I lost my husband, I didn't think I'd ever be with anyone again. So for me, it was like my first love again. So I was bound and determined, like, this has got to be it. We've been together, but it's not. It's not. And I say the same thing. Like, I always look around, not to knock anyone, not to say anything bad, but you see people that are together that aren't happy, and you see people together that have been together for a long, long time, and they stay together even though they're unhappy. And I'm just thinking to myself, why in the world would you do that to yourself? I understand there's things that are going to be lost, there's a change that's going to happen in your life, but wouldn't you rather be happy than to stay and just live a life where, like, you're not happy with that person? I just don't understand. But anyway, so with 3 years, and then finally I got up the strength to say that's enough. And I said, I had it in my head. I said, it's not working. We've broken up. I can't even count. I don't even know how many times we got back together, broken up, got back. Love is not hard. Love is not hard in the sense as you're not going, if you're in love, you're not going to be going back and forth to each other. It's not going to be hard like that. You're going to tough out the tough, like with my husband, like we toughed the tough out. We rode the roller coaster. That's love. That's love is when you're all in together. You're not going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So I'm telling you right now, if you're a person and you're thinking the same thing, okay, let's give it another shot. Maybe it'll work this time. Don't. For your own sake, for your heart's sake, for everybody's sake, just don't. That's coming from my personal experience. Again, it was a bad experience, but they all can't be good. Yeah, so that's that. And I'm sorry, I'm just laughing. I hope everybody's having a good Friday. I know most of you, not all of you, it's a weekend for you and you have your days off, so I'm sure you're excited. Hopefully some people are out there listening in. Anyways, okay. I'm just trying to think, like, dating sites, we are, like, I don't even know how much more I can discuss about that because for me it was just bad experience after bad experience after bad experience. And like I said, I don't know. Sometimes when you see people, couples that are together and they're smiling and they're laughing, you're like, oh, you get that, like, down feeling. And then you're like, oh, my God, but it's not the end of the world that you're single. You have yourself. Me, I'm a single mom. I have my daughter. Yes, I'd like, you know, but when it happens, it happens. And I think I was always told this, and I swear it's so true. And you automatically think, well, how am I, like, if you're a busy person working, not going out too much, you know, people always say when you're not looking is when things happen. But right away you go to the thought of, well, if I'm not going out anywhere, how am I supposed to meet anyone? Well, it's not true, because I swear when you're not, when you least expect it, it happens out of nowhere. It could be somebody anywhere. You could be least expecting it at a grocery store because you have to go out to do groceries. Or it could be anywhere you're going. You're going to grab a coffee. You're going to do an errand. It could be anywhere at the least expected moment. Anytime, anywhere, any place. Even if you don't go out a lot. It just, I honestly, truly, it's an old saying, but I believe in that. When you're not looking, it comes to you. And I honestly believe that for sure. Everything's settled down here. My dog stopped barking. Thank you, Luna. I hope everybody had a good week. It's been a long week. So I was hoping people would call in, but I don't see anybody there, but that's okay. If you want to call in, the number is 917-932-1727. I'd like to hear a story, if you have any. I'd like to know about your experiences. I know almost everyone's tried. Yeah, you can't deny it. You've tried dating sites, so don't say you haven't, because I know you have. I didn't have good experiences, like I said, with that at all. At all. I don't like it when people say you're too picky, because you're never too picky. You want the person that you want to be with is the person you want to be with for a long, long time. So how are you picky when you're saying, oh, I don't want, you know what I mean? You're not ever picky. You deserve the best, and everybody deserves the best. So it's not being picky. It's called deserving true love, not just like a fly-by-seat-of-your-pants kind of relationship. So this is my second show. I always get a little nervous before I start a show, but that'll go away eventually, hopefully. I don't know, maybe not. So last week we talked, it was just an introduction to the show, why I'm here. Everybody knows now, hopefully, to new listeners, this is a talk show where I'm going to be touching every subject that I can possibly do, having people on that I can with me, guest speakers with me about certain things, subjects that I'll be talking about weekly, just getting my feet out there, getting into the game, and here I am. So, yeah, that's me. This is me. Being real. Again, getting back to, I want, like, the couple this morning. I just couldn't believe, like, you're, I don't know, do you all do this? Or I was just really shocked. They're really angry at each other, and I'm just looking at them like, I really don't want that. That's so negative. They were just yelling so loud at each other. I couldn't hear what exactly they were fighting about, but, yeah, I was just looking, and I was like, no, I don't want that. Honestly, I'm trying to remember if I've ever lost my temper with anyone that I've dated out in a public area, and I honestly don't think I have. I know I have inside, but we won't go there. Sometimes you just lose your anger. Sometimes you just get mad for no reason. Sometimes you want to get mad to make up. Who knows? Whatever, right? You know what I'm saying. I'm just reading. Okay. I'm looking on Facebook. Okay, yeah, it's distracting me, sorry. How does everybody feel? I don't know. I want to know. I'm curious to know about what people out there are thinking about dating sites, what they're thinking about single life, what they're thinking about crazy dating life. I think it's scary. Now it's scary. And going back to the dating sites, like when you start talking online with someone, do you even know if that person's male? How do you know right away? And then right away the person jumps to, oh, what's your phone number? No, dude, I don't give my phone out to persons that I don't know right away. Like, what are you in a hurry for? What's the rush? It's just, I don't know. I think it's just too, I don't know. People want things too fast, too quick, and they just jump into it. Most of the people are in for it for one thing and one thing only, which I noticed a lot of coming from my experience, like I said earlier. But you know what? Single dating, whatever it is, as long as you're happy with yourself first. You have to be happy with yourself first. And I can honestly say right now, like, when I do things on my own, by myself, which I never would have done a long time ago, but I really, really enjoy that time to myself. I think everyone deserves it. Even if you're dating or with someone, whatever it may be, you both can't be together 24/7. You need to be able to embrace being alone, being in your own company. And I can honestly say right now that I absolutely love the time with myself. Even if I'm just sitting, I was joking about every weekend, there was a quote, not a quote, but there was this funny thing on Facebook I seen today about something. It was, let me go back and look at it here. Something about being in sweatpants. Where is it? It was fun. It was just funny to me. Things come weird. I like funny things like that. Okay, so it's like a GIF, a GIF, whatever that you want to call them things. It says, "What do you do for fun?" Me? I like sweatpants and staying at home. So, like, hey, that's me for real. On the weekends, when I'm done work, I'm done. Me enjoying myself is just sitting on the couch, listening to music and singing, even though I can't sing. It's things like that, enjoying your time alone. Like, no matter what you do, what it is, just enjoy yourself. Enjoy life. Enjoy your own company. Be happy. Laugh. I don't know. I just think it's funny that everyone's always so, there's a lot of people who are so, they get so bent out of shape because they're not with someone. Well, I'm this year, I could catch myself saying a lot too. I'm this many year old and what am I going to do? And they're freaking out because they're like, oh my God, I'm never going to meet anyone. So what? Buy 50 cats if you have to, okay? You'll never be alone. I always say I'm going to be that old person in a rocking chair with 100,000 cats. I don't care. I'm comfortable with that. It's all good. It's all good in the hood. I don't know if anyone's trying to get, I have a chat for you guys who are listening to get in. I hope nobody's having troubles this week with it. I haven't heard anything yet. I'd like to get feedback because I think I got that situation solved. Dating. I don't know. I can't really say much about dating for me because I was with my husband for most of my 20s. I met him when I was 22 until I was like 35 before he passed away. But I dated in high school. It's uncomfortable at first. You know, I know everybody has those nerves when you first meet someone. But you know what? With some people, you just click with them and you feel so comfortable. And it's just like, okay, this is great. I think the ones that you feel uncomfortable with are the ones that just aren't for you, honestly. I'm trying to think of funny things that happened to you while I was dating. I had my first serious boyfriend, loved him, was with him for a year. Well, that got me bent kind of out of shape, like, for trusting because he cheated on me while I was with him. We don't even want to go there because I'll have to get a little bit angry. No, I'm just kidding. I've forgiven. You have to forgive. We all know if you don't forgive, then it's only holding you a hostage in jail. But that was a bad experience for me because now to this day, I still struggle with trust. Trust is another big issue with people. You know, if you don't trust each other, it's never going to work, and I'm told this a million gazillion times. I still, to this day, honestly, though, struggle a lot with trusting. And that's a big issue that I try and work on for my own sake, on myself every day, because I honestly, it's never going to work if you don't trust someone on it. That's for sure the 110% truth of it all. I don't know about those dating sites, you guys. I'd like to hear, I heard a few successful stories of people who met, but like I said, I think it's like the lottery. I can't even talk right now. The statistics are like the lottery, like winning the lottery. Oh my God, I finally spit it out. And everybody's probably dying out there. If you are, it's okay. I'm laughing at myself too. It's all good. This is to me just a huge subject all the way around. I could talk about it forever. Like, especially when your girlfriend, you're talking about, hey, yo, this guy. And I don't know. I noticed though, as I got older, I'm more outspoken. Like I don't shy away from people. Like guys, if I see someone, I'm like, wow, who's this guy? Who are you? Hi. How are you? I actually remember, oh my God, I have a thing for mustache or beards, and I was doing training for an older job that I'm no longer, a while ago. And we were doing our training, it was 6-week training, and I was amazed. I probably got a big head because of the way it went. Like, there was not a single day that I did not run into a man that was just wanted to talk to me out of the blue, out of nowhere. But there was this man one time there, and he had a mustache, and I'm like, man, this guy's mustache is amazing. And I'm like, wow. Anyways, yeah, I'm going to make all kinds of noises. You have no idea. But anyways, I noticed, you know, we were sitting at for a lunch, and he was at the booth behind us, and he was looking and smiling, and I was looking and smiling. I didn't know where he was where he was from, if he was from Windsor or not, because where we were doing our training was a hotel, and we had, like, a room full of people that they rented out of there to do the training. But anyways, I ended up seeing him again, and I'm like, man, I'm telling this guy, I want to shake his hand or say something. And I just can't believe the things I do sometimes. I walked up to him, shook his hand, and I'm like, hey, you know, I really like your mustache. And the guy was all happy, shaking my hand, asking me, like, where I'm from. It was just funny. Oh my God, I can't believe I just told that story. But there's so many stories. Firemen, don't even get me started with firemen. One day, that was in training too, one day, the alarm went off. Somebody must have pulled it because there was no fire, obviously. But here's Tanya going crazy. And the fireman actually took pictures with me. It was just the funniest story ever. I go crazy for firemen. I think most girls are like that with men in uniform now. It was just a funny experience. I don't know. I just think you got to put yourself out there. If you're putting yourself, not put yourself out there, but giving yourself a positive vibe, and you're a happy person, and you're happy with who you are, then that's going to reflect and bring back to you what you want. You want positive. You want happy. I don't know. I'm just not afraid anymore. I'm not shy. And people are just like, I can't believe the things that you do. Like, that whole 6 weeks was like, man, like, there's not anything that you can't do. Why be shy? If you see somebody you think is good looking, say, hey, I think you're good looking. What's the matter? It's not going to hurt that person. But we'll go, yeah. It's just my luck. I think I want to know. I do honestly want to know if it's just me with other single ladies or other dating women. Who knows? It doesn't matter. Like, when you see someone and you're like, wow, that guy is really, and you feel like, hey, you know, your intuition is saying that's a really, like, good connection there, and you find out, oh my God, okay, he's gay. Oh my God, okay, he's married. And you're like, either they're gay or they're married. For real. No joke. I'm not even joking. That's another story that happened. There was a guy that I knew, and I was so excited because when we didn't go out for too long, it was kind of like, I don't know how to explain it. Anyways, it wasn't that serious. But we liked each other a lot, and we had good times together, and we clicked. We had good vibes, chemistry, whatever. And we just ended up drifting off, drifting apart. And then I ended up seeing him. He was actually, I won't mention any names, but he was a garbage man. And he went down my street one day. I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't even know it was him. And he's like saying, hey, it's me. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I was so excited. I'm like, oh, my God, maybe we can go out for coffee or something. And the guy actually ended up in the end. He says, here's my number. Give me a call. I call, and it's his wife. I'm like, are you? I said, and she's mad at me. I'm like, no, you need to keep your husband on a leash because he's the one that wanted to go out for it. You know, if he's doing it with me, how many other girls is he doing with? They're like, why do women always get upset at the other woman? Like, check your husband too, lady. Anyways, whatever. I was really shocked. Dating and finding, like, being with new, it's just all sometimes really, really scary to me because you have to be really careful who you let into your life, honestly. No joke. Just funny. It's very funny. I'm so proud of myself. I have to say, I have to, like, pat myself on the back because I was really stuck in a bad situation for 3 years where I honestly felt that there was nowhere to go. I was just scared to be alone, honestly, and until I let go and said, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be on my own. I can't do this anymore. He's making me negative, bringing me down. I can't be myself. I feel like I can't be myself. Nobody wants that in a relationship. That's not a relationship. You can't build a successful loving relationship. That's not love at all, even though I thought it was before. No, it's not love at all. So if any of you are out there in bad relationships, whatever, I honestly tell you right now, you have one life. It is so true. Life is so short. Be happy. Love who you are. Don't feel that you need to stay just for the sake of staying. Oh, my God. Like, I can't even handle it right now, like, talking. It just makes me angry. it's just funny. No, it's actually not funny. It's not funny. It's really not funny. If you're listening, I'm reading your comments, Stacy. She's a nice lady. She's a nice girl. I work with her. She says, I hate the dating world right now. It's better being single. She's so funny. Go, Stacy. I think it's nowadays more, I don't want to say scary. It's just you don't know, and I don't even know, I'm stumbling over my words. Like, you give a lot, and if you're giving a lot and you're not getting anything, it's just so scary because you never know, right? You just never know. And I understand you have to put yourself out there. You have to, you know, kiss all those frogs until you meet your prince. Kiss all those frogs, ladies out there, until your prince it'll appear one day. Oh, my God. I wish I could remember my dentist. He's online right now. He was talking to me about men and how they're like tissues. I wish I could remember what he told me because it was the funniest thing in the world. You know how they have the thing where, like, men are like buses, one comes along, and whatever. He is actually like tissues. I can't even remember what he said. Ed McMurdo, my dentist, East Point Dental. He's the funniest guy ever. I love that guy. He made me laugh so hard because he described men as tissues. Oh, my God, I got 90 seconds, you guys. Okay, I want to thank everybody for being here. Next week, we're going to have an Easter show. I want to let you know, because I'm excited coming up, we're going to do an autism show, and I'm so excited for this because I don't feel there's enough resources out there for moms, for parents with children who have autism. So I'm going to have a lady on, a mother on, who has a son with autism. That's coming up in April. Next week, we're going to do a fun Easter show. Funny, hippity-hop. I wish I could get the 60 seconds. I wish I could get the Easter Bunny here, but I think he's too busy. Again, happy Friday, you guys. I love you. I hope you have a good weekend. Don't discourage. Date. And enjoy yourself by yourself as well, okay? Just have fun, laugh, and that's it. Listen to music, jump around, sing, be in your sweatpants. Who cares? Okay, you guys, thank you for listening, and I'm so excited. I'll see you next Friday again, same time, 9 p.m. It'll be an Easter show. Okay, thank you. Have a good night, everybody. Bye.